Once again, we see the argument here is about something written in the very law of nature. To honor father and mother. Take care of them. And as Jesus clearly says, the rights of the temple are not greater than the rights of father and mother. In the text from Genesis, the second part of chapter 1 that we're reading today, we have this teaching. You know, you could really take a decade of the rosary and pray about creation. You see, we live in a world in which creation itself reaches us most of the time in a mediated way. Cars and houses and planes and, you know, prepared food in cans. And we don't have much of a direct access to creation. In fact, there are so few places left in the world where creation as God made it mediates itself to us without the mediatorship of man. We have roads, we have... See what I'm trying to say? You know, most people just walked or had horses. We want to get somewhere, we get in the car and go. Now, thank God. I mean, that's a wonderful thing. But what happens is that the message of creation itself as a word from God, a word from God, is lost on us. It doesn't speak to us. Look how blunted we have become. You know, the absolute horror of establishing a homosexual marriage. I mean, well, it's immoral, it's not nice. No, listen to what he says, huh? God created Adam in his image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Every time this notion, and it comes in these early chapters of Genesis, it's always God created man in his image, and the minute he says image, he says male and female. That's the image. Male and female. Now, each one bears within themselves the imprint, the image of God. But it's male and female. That's the image. And we don't get it. We've decided how the sexes should relate. And it's a huge tragedy. This text, as I say, you know, it merits literally years of reflection and prayer. Years. To let the truth of what's being said here. Huh? So we arrive finally now, after the fifth day, we arrive to the sixth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth all kinds of living creatures, and goes on to give all their names and their description, right? And then it's over. And for the first time, and God saw that it was good. And then we have and morning and evening on the sixth day. We would expect after all the others. No, starts all over again. You see how good it was. You see, God saw Kitov. He looked and he saw good. Tov. Tov also means beautiful, attractive, pleasing. Tov. He starts all over again. Then God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, breaks open this whole thing. There will be something in creation which transcends creation, namely Adam, male and female. They transcend. Why? Because they are the image of God. Image? Well, in one way it means vice regent. Let Adam, male and female, be king. Well, that is, represent my kingship on earth. Well, the king is the one who takes care of the poor and the orphan and the widow. Takes care, not the one who dominates. Let Adam be my vice regent and take care of creation. That's the plan. Okay? Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and the cattle and all the wild animals and all the creatures that crawl on the ground and all the secrets hidden in this earth. The secret properties of all the herbs and plants and minerals by which we continue to find ways to heal our bodies. I give all that to Adam as my vice regent. You care for that and you direct that as my vice regent. Not on your own. See? And then we have this statement. God created Adam in his image. In the image of God. He created them. So Adam is them. Male and female. He created them. And God blessed them and said, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth. What generosity. What generosity. And so you see, there is something on this earth which is very earthly. As the next text will say, you know, the next account of creation in Genesis 2, right from the earth. It's matter. And yet, it also transcends all creation. Image of God. Can talk to God. Can hear from God. God blessed them and said, he's going to talk to them. Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. See, I give you every seed-bearing plant. This little piece of dirt can talk to God. Is his image. Reflects his royal authority over this world. Now, we lost that in sin. Huh? Hebrews, the letter to the Hebrews in chapter 2, is talking, and he quotes this very psalm we had for our responsorial psalm. What is man that you are mindful of him? The son of man that you care for him? You have put him, and so forth. Put him in charge of everything, little less than the angels, given him rule over all the works of your hands, which is a meditation on Genesis 1. That psalm. The letter to the Hebrews says, we don't see that. Faith is not afraid of difficulties. You don't have to get all poetic, runs the world, go out and stop the rain. We don't see that. But we do see Jesus. We see Jesus. Do we see Jesus? Who for a little while was made less than the angels. And by the grace of God for the, or tasted death. And now there he is. The only human being so far, along with Mary, to have reached the goal that God had when he created. But one day, God will restore that to us. Restore that to us. And this creation will be a delight to us. And then it'll be all transformed by the divine life, just as we are. And we will delight in it. Oh God, what a wonderful thing you've made. That's the foundation. I believe in God, the Father, the Creator of heaven and earth, who has promised a new heaven and a new earth fit for his image, who is now transformed and into the very likeness of his own divine Son, who also became dirt, who came among us and occupied was. And he is the new Adam, the founder, refounder, not only of the human race, but of all creation. He already uses it as Lord. Bread and wine and oil and water, words, they all serve him because he is the vice regent of the Father, equal to him in majesty and glory and eternity and divinity, and Lord of the earth.